This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 10 Jul 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the skies are mostly clear today, with Tel Aviv and Haifa enjoying plenty of sunshine. Jerusalem has a few clouds, but remains warm. A beautiful day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, a recent Pew survey reveals Americans' views of Israelis have grown more negative, while their views of Palestinians remain steady. This survey was conducted before recent announcements from Hamas. That's according to the Jerusalem Post in reporting just 40 minutes ago. Also, the United States pauses strikes on Iran as diplomatic efforts take the lead. Officials indicate Washington retains additional targets as leverage. Ynet provided these insights earlier this hour. Also this hour, concerns grow around military readiness as soldiers face shortages and tanks lack engines. Mariv reports that despite these issues, Prime Minister Netanyahu continues to focus on other priorities. Separately, Mike Huckabee unveils a memorial plaque on an olive tree dedicated to the Bibas family. This event took place in a northern Israeli olive grove, with the U.S. ambassador and bereaved families in attendance. JNS shared this news just 12 minutes ago. And finally, the U.S. ambassador urges for more roots to be planted in Israel as a gesture of support. Here's what people are saying online. Arnold Roth, an advocate for justice, shared that 25 years after the Sparrow Pizzeria bombing, families continue to fight for justice for victims like Malki Roth. This was posted just minutes ago. Middle East 24 reports, citing the Wall Street Journal, that Israel has warned Trump of an alleged new assassination plot by Iran. This was posted earlier today. Ynet Global shared that the U.S. has paused its strikes on Iran, emphasizing the diplomatic route while keeping military options open. This was posted an hour ago. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Pew survey, the Jerusalem Post reports a notable shift in American public opinion towards Israelis, marking a more negative stance. This comes in a complex political climate, and just before Hamas announced changes to its governance in Gaza, for Israelis, this shift in perception could impact diplomatic relations and public discourse across the Atlantic. Turning to U.S.-Iran relations. Earlier today, Ynet reported that the U.S. has put a temporary hold on strikes against Iran. This strategic pause is part of a broader diplomatic effort, although military options remain on the table. In the current geopolitical landscape, this approach could either ease tensions or prepare the ground for future conflict. Meanwhile, military preparedness is under scrutiny. Mariv highlights the challenges faced by reserve brigades who have returned to their bases, dealing with shortages and maintenance issues. Despite these concerns, the government appears focused on other agendas. For citizens, this raises questions about national security and resource allocation. In related news, JNS covered a memorial event where Mike Huckabee and the U.S. ambassador paid tribute to the Bibas family. The ceremony, held earlier today, underscores international solidarity with Israel. Such gestures strengthen ties and offer emotional support to bereaved families. On the economic front, first, Israel's largest labor corruption investigation has reached Menorah Miftachim, a major insurer. CTEC reports that police have frozen significant assets as the investigation widens. This case could have wide-reaching implications for the industry and its stakeholders. Separately, Tangos AI, founded by Israeli entrepreneur Eyal Azoulay, has raised $20 million to expand its financial crime investigation technology. Ynet Business notes the startup's impact on banks and government agencies. This funding highlights the growing importance of AI in solving complex financial crimes. And finally, NVIDIA has opened an expanded R&D center in Beersheba, tripling its previous space. Globes reports that this expansion will lead to hundreds of new jobs, reinforcing Israel's position as a tech innovation hub. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 10:00 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.